election in Mexico.
The British Foreign Office says it will be challenging Israel over its treatment of Palestinian children in custody. Now, this comes after a team of 9 senior legal experts travelled to the West Bank to see how Palestinians as young as 12 are treated when arrested. The team found, among other things, that the maximum period of detention without access to a lawyer is 48 hours and 14 minutes for an Israeli child, 90 days for a Palestinian. It also found that some children are being hooded and shackled in handcuffs and leg irons. That apparently does not happen to Israeli children. A motion highlighting the issue has been submitted to the British Parliament. It's on its the Parliament's order list for today. We can talk to Richard Burden, the MP, who put it forward. Why the concern? Why submit this motion?
Morning, Gillian. Well, I've been to Israel and Palestine many times over the years, and I thought that it had lost its capacity to shock. But when, a couple of years ago, I was able to visit a military court in which Palestinian children, not Israeli children, but Palestinian children, are tried, and saw their 14-year-olds shuffling around in shackles and leg irons inside a high-security prison, I just thought there's something incredibly wrong here. And the more you go into this, the more you find institutional discrimination against Palestinian children in a way that isn't just wrong, but it contravenes United Nations conventions, it contravenes Geneva conventions. And that's why I'm very pleased that this team of independent lawyers has very objectively exposed this, and that the British government is saying that it wants to raise it with Israel.
Just looking at what the Israeli Foreign Ministry has to say in his press release, it says that young people under the age of 18 are frequently involved in lethal acts, ranging from the hurling of boulders at civilian cars to murder, and the government has to find the right balance between preventing violence and treating perpetrators with humanity.
Wrong with that, and it highlights the problem, really. First of all, the idea that putting children in leg irons inside a high-security prison is something to do with preventing acts like that is crazy. Secondly, it completely contradicts any notion I have, and as far as Israel is concerned, any notion it has as a democracy of natural justice, the idea that people are innocent until proved guilty. Thirdly, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, to which Israel itself is a signatory, doesn't say that children have got to be treated with respect, their rights respected, the rights of prisoners respected, unless they've done something which you don't approve of and which may be certainly wrong. You know, and there's a state of mind. When I've raised this with Israeli officials, they often come back and say, well, there's nothing else we can do. This is according to procedure. Soldiers are soldiers. Frankly, this is not good enough. We all want to see peace in the Middle East. We all want to see bad acts cease, whichever side they come from. But frankly, you don't have to be pro-Palestinian or pro-Israeli to know that you shouldn't discriminate between different children on the basis of their ethnic origin, and you shouldn't mistreat them.
Very briefly, a parliamentary motion and a debate, does it change anything? It won't, will it?
The parliamentary motion on its own will not change anything. That's absolutely right. But what has been going on with Palestinian children has been seen by many, many people now. It's right that we expose it. It's right the motion exposes it and the lawyers have exposed it. But really now, the question for the UK government and others is if Israel is not prepared to respond to this properly, what extra pressure can we apply to them to ensure that they abide by international humanitarian law in the way that the rest of us are expected to do?
Okay, thanks for that. The British MP, Richard Burden, there.
6:42 GMT.